Despite objections from some neighbors, a local charity will serve lunch to more than 200 of Tampa's impoverished and homeless. Trinity Cafe opened its doors on Nebraska Avenue in the VM Ybor neighborhood this morning at 11:30. More than 100 people were already lined up waiting for a hot meal.
These folks are struggling, obviously. They are, some are homeless, some are what we refer to as working poor. You know, they're making tough decisions, deciding whether they're going to eat dinner or pay a bill, you know, and maybe buy medication.
That's Trinity Cafe's program director, Cindy Davis. The VM Ybor Neighborhood Association has fought long and hard at Tampa City Council meetings to keep the charity from opening up shop. They worry Trinity is an invitation for crime and blight. But one Trinity guest, Joseph, said the cafe is a saving grace for people like him.
It's a blessing. If you actually, people have no excuse to go out there, whatever they want to do. There's always a place to eat free, you know? So sometimes we got to hold our pride down a little bit just to make things happen and hopefully get a job and make things go a little further up.
And Trinity Cafe's program director, Davis, hopes the tension among people in the neighborhood is behind her now.
We looked for a place that was zoned properly. We looked for a place that was in the general vicinity where most of our guests are. We also looked for a place on a bus line, and we found this property. The gentleman that owned it was getting ready to retire, so the timing was right, and we purchased it, and then we started raising our funds to build the building, or to renovate it.
Trinity has served free lunches to anyone who needs one since 2001. They previously operated out of the Salvation Army shelter, where they bartered meals for space. Davis said having their own building will allow the group to expand, and one day serve meals on weekends too. She calls the people who eat there guests because, to her, that's what they are.
We do this like a restaurant. Our guests are greeted at the door. They're directed to tables that are set. And then we have volunteers who serve them. And we serve in courses like a restaurant. So they are our guests. They sit at the tables. They relax. It's a break from the street.
A pianist volunteered her time to play during lunch from an old piano in the corner of the sunlit yellow dining room. Smells from the sparkling new stainless steel kitchen wafted through the building.
Today we have nice fresh rolls. We have salad with homemade Thousand Island dressing. We have stuffed bell peppers with marinara sauce and three cheeses on top. We have Yukon gold whipped potatoes. We have mixed vegetables with caramelized onions and collard greens. And then for dessert, we have warm cookies and banana.
Trinity chef Alfred Astle works part-time whipping up quality meals for people who otherwise might be eating thrown-out scraps from grocery store dumpsters. He used to be a high-class chef working in the hotel industry. Astle said this isn't much different. He just has a tighter budget to work with.
I have food brokers over the years. I have a good relationship with food brokers. They go to the factories and they get like seconds. Something's not packaged right, they can't sell at full price. Chickens are not all the same size. The chicken breasts are not all the same size. They call me every other day and say, we have this, we have that. And I base my money on that. And what helps now is I have a larger freezer. So if somebody calls me and says, we have something, need 30 cases of this or 30 cases of this, I can buy it and store it till I use it.
Even with his 12 years of experience cutting costs for Trinity, Astle still spends between $13,000 and $16,000 a month on food. The money comes from community donors and grants, but Astle said it means a lot more to serve people who really need the food, as opposed to those he served in hotels where he knew they could afford luxury meals every day.
The guests here, you don't know when their last meal was, when the next meal is. So I serve generous portions. But on Monday, I serve even larger portion for the simple reason, I don't know the last time they ate. On Friday, super big, I don't know the next time they're going to get a meal.
Joseph, the homeless man who asked that his last name not be used, said if it weren't for places like Trinity Cafe serving meals, crime rates would skyrocket.
Oh, I'll go out stealing. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to starve. I'd go out stealing.
Volunteers for Trinity Cafe have also put together a binder with information about other services in the area, like shelters and job placement assistance. Each table in the dining room has a reserved seat for a table host who will help people locate the information if they want it. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.